you go home today, sing that song one more, two more times, and trust Him for His reality in your life before this week is out.
Don't forget, whoever is going to lead the commanded him in our prayer tonight to take up that song. Because I perceive that God is going to show us Himself in a new dimension. Give the Lord a big clap as you take your seat. Hallelujah. It's divine intervention for families in commanded him in our prayers. Very, very quickly. Action. For above only, or above only by action. This will be part two. We read in Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and in verse 2. It said, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Our objective is to understand those actions that guarantee our above only existence. By way of introduction, we had said that decision is key to our destination. We had also said that vision is a ladder to the top. But both decision and vision must be backed with action to produce. Vision without action is either daydream or nightmare. Vision without action must end in frustration. There were three things we said by way of introduction in the first service. That in life, outcome is the product of action. Positive outcome comes from positive actions. Also we said, effect is the product of effort. If there will be effect anywhere, there is effort somewhere. And thirdly, we say that impact is the result of input. You want to make an impact spiritually? Impact in life is the product of input. I'm going to add three more to this in this second service. And that is thought. That possibility is the product of responsibility. You heard that before. Possibility is the product of responsibility. Nothing is possible until someone is responsible. If there must be possibility, there must be responsibility. The acceptance of responsibility is the experience of possibility. The acceptance of responsibility is the experience of possibility. Secondly, waves are the product of moves. Waves are the product of moves. If you must make waves, you must first make moves. No moves, no waves. Those who generate waves make moves. Thirdly, shining is undergirded by rising. Shining is founded on rising. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Until somebody rises, he never shines. To shine spiritually, you must rise spiritually. To shine in destiny, you must rise in destiny. Nobody sits to shine. You rise to shine. Nobody sleeps to shine. You rise to shine. Nobody plays to shine. You rise to shine. Brothers and sisters, having defined that above only is our destination, and we have defined that by decision and defined that by vision, what practical action should we take? What responsibility should we accept? We looked at two already. Number one is called diligence. We looked at that in the first service. Embrace diligence. Deploying your life's energy and resources. Just deploying your life. Can you place the definition of diligence I made and the statement just very, very briefly, that diligence is brutal commitment to duty. Giving the task at hand all you have got. It is the synergy of energy and strategy to fulfill destiny. You synergize energy and synergize it with strategy. That is, you mix hard work with smart work. You mix hand work with brain work to fulfill destiny. Diligence is allergy to laziness, aversion to indolence. Nothing about you can be called lazy. We said, hard work is the way to high flight. The diligent end at the eminence. Nothing will be easy for the lazy. We looked at diligence and number two. We looked at urgency. Urgency undergirding destiny. We said urgency is living on your toes, living on the edge, living on your toes, placing high value on time. We said urgency is living and making sense on time, because you don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. You are making sense on time. We said that urgency means exchanging the passage of time with the production of value. Time is passing and value is produced. Result is produced. Impact is produced. That is, you can account for the time passed. The 1 week that passed, you can account for it. What you did with the last 1 month, you can account for it. You see, urgency means refusing the tragedy of time wastage. You don't waste your own time. And you are not allowing anybody to waste the time of your life. Urgency is deciding and acting on time. You know, we say the difference between those who succeed and those who fail is that the time between decision and action for successes is slim, almost zero. When they decide, they act almost immediately. For those who fail in life, the time between decision and action is wide. They may take a decision last year, but they have not acted even this year. Urgency. Many are not where they should be in life because they have no value for time. Please, I'd like you to look, because this is just the summary of what I preached for almost an hour. Just go through that message and the Lord bless you. In this second service, the next point we are dealing with, which is number one for this service, or number two overall, is called discipline. Embrace discipline. In 1 Corinthians chapter 24 to chapter 9, verse 24 to 27. Paul the apostle said, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run, that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for a mastery is temperate in all things. Now, they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we have an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body, that is discipline. I bring my body into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I bring under my body. Please don't forget this, that discipline is key to distinction. Discipline. Let me define discipline in the following ways. I heard this one for the first time from my father in the Lord. That is number one. Discipline is doing what is required to see what is desired. This is what I desire. I desire the anointing of God. I desire the power of God. I desire the grace of God. Doing what is required in order to experience what is desired. Those who desire things are plenty. But those who give the desire, the required effort, they are few. That is why we have a generation of people today who do a lot of shortcuts. They want to make money in a hurry. They want to make a name in a hurry. They want to be popular in a hurry. They become fraudulent and become criminals because they are not ready to do what is required in order to see what is desired. Number two. Discipline is paying the price in order to gain the rise. For every rise, there is a price. It's paying the price to gain the rise. Above only by action. Do you desire the rise? You pay the price. A young man in our church many years ago, an American citizen, he went and joined the American army. When he came from the training, I told him, I said, how was it? He said, what they will make you do bodily. He said, the time comes when your body can no longer carry you. You have to keep moving with your mind. The time comes when you cannot even tell why your feet is still moving in the jogging. How? Paying the price in order to gain the rise. If you want to become a medical doctor by training, your challenge starts from the high school. You must get a biology and get a chemistry and get a physics and get an English also. When you have done that, and you have entered the medical school, that is the beginning, just the beginning of the journey. If it's a real medical school, January to December, you may have only 2 weeks holiday for 5 to 6 years. You know, there's a college long back, that is from June to September. Every other person is at home. You are in school. Hostel is deserted. Lectures continue. Because you want people to hand over their body to you. So you don't toy with it. I've flown in aircrafts before. All right, let me finish this one. And then you are at it like that until your graduation. I remember when we come out, final year, for two finals, medicine and surgery. Young men, women will come and look at the exam board and find their names. Pass surgery, pass medicine. The people's clapping and screaming. Yay! It is all over. That is, this journey of 6 months, solid years of stress is over. And then, when you say, I want to become a consultant, let's say a neurosurgeon, you start a four-year program to become a general surgeon, maybe. And one of our young men here went to the UK to do specialty neurosurgery. After he had done all this, and they gave him 5 more years, he completed in 2 years though. Do you understand what I'm saying? There is a price to pay for every rise. You see the military people there. What they pass through. What they pass through in the Nigerian Defense Academy. There is a price for every rise. See the pilots out there. You can't afford bad eyesight. You can't afford hypertension. It might even be difficult to afford diabetes. You can see a pilot sitting on in his cockpit for 7 straight hours, non-stop. He doesn't shift out from there. There are some who can sit in one place for 12 hours, flying intercontinental. Every 6 months, he must go back to be retrained. There is a price for every rise. Do you want the rise? Make sure you are able to pay the price. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Lift your hands and say, Father, I receive the grace to pay the price. I receive it now. Some people see someone like God's servant Bishop David Oyedepo. This man is affecting the world. He's doing so much. He's doing this and that. They don't know that before he started ministry, he had read about 37 biographies of people before starting. Who succeeded? Who failed? What steps did they make? How did they fail? 30-something different biographies. Read. Before starting, he had undergone 21 months of fasting. He fasted until he coughed blood. And somebody see today. They say, oh, they are enjoying, oh. Has planned. Before he founded Covenant University, he researched Oxford, researched Cambridge, researched Harvard, Yale. And then he starts. And the university is number one in Nigeria. And people are wondering. If you are not ready for the price, leave the rice. One day I said, I'm going to wait on the Lord. I woke up in the morning and I didn't feel like eating. Till a particular time of the day, my wife said, are you not going to eat? I said, I'm not eating. For how long? I don't know. Till a particular time of the day. She said, I will join you. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 7 days, 10 days, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 5 months, 6 months, 11 months. Let me not say the balance and tell you the number of days. 12 months, 13 months, 14 months, 15 months. You see somebody today. The cripple walked. It's not hanky panky. No free lunch in life. Even in Freetown, there is no free lunch. Hallelujah. No free lunch. About a month ago, I woke up, I had no appetite. So I continued praying. In the evening, my wife said, "Will you eat?" "No, I don't feel like eating." "Next day evening, will you eat?" "No, I'm not sure I'll eat." "Third day evening, will you eat?" "I'm not sure yet." "Service is on, everything is on." "Fourth day evening, are you eating?" "I'm not sure yet." "When I am sure, I'll let you know." That it took her by surprise because it wasn't planned for. That was before we went to Ethiopia and Kenya. Are you following what I'm saying here today? You are going to rise, but you must be willing to pay the price. Peter, come and say, anything you want in life is possible. He said, but it depends on how badly you want it. He said it will cost you to experience God and experience His power. He said, but I will lie to you if I told you that the price is cheap. But the question is, what do you want out of life? What do you want? You like a girl very well. You will do everything it takes to get married to her. Especially if you are sure this is God's will for your life. And vice versa. Anything you want badly in life, whatever price it takes, you'll be ready to pay it. I pray for somebody here. The grace to pay the right price. That grace is released upon you. Receive it now in the name of Jesus. Let's go on because of time. What is discipline? Number three, discipline is being hard on yourself so that life can be easy on you. Hard on yourself. Being hard on yourself. Being hard. Almost extremely hard on yourself. On the flesh, on self. Because what the flesh wants is comfort, is convenience, is complacence. Number six, or number four, discipline is saying no to the legitimate. So that the profitable can say yes to you. I want to explain that. Paul the Apostle said, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. Saying no to the legitimate so that the profitable can say yes to you. What do I mean? There are many things that are legitimate but are not profitable. If you sleep for 12 hours from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. in the morning, will anybody charge you to court? It's legitimate, it is legal. Question is it profitable? If every time you find food you eat, 6 a.m. you ate, 12 you ate, 3 you ate, you are eating by the watches. 6 a.m. you ate, 9 a.m. you ate, 12 you ate, 3 p.m. you ate. 6 p.m. you ate. 9 p.m. you ate. 12 midnight, nightcap. You woke up by 3 a.m. and ran to the kitchen. You woke in the morning again by 6 a.m. Tea is greeting you with coke. The question is, will anybody charge you to God? No. But are you profiting your life? Never. You can use your phone to call all the time. But if your phone dominates your life 18 hours out of 24 hours, all you are doing is replying text messages. And these are not business text messages. These are not text messages that are life changing in any way. This is, how are you? Fine. I messaged you earlier. I saw it. And you are just aimlessly chatting. Nobody can send you to prison. But at the end of your life, you have so much regrets. The regret of a wasted life. It is saying no to what is legal. Saying no to what is legitimate, even legitimate. So that the profitables of life can answer to you. Somebody say a loud amen. So that the profitables, a major challenge of our generation is indiscipline. A small child is having a phone of 120,000. He has not walked to any phone. And he's crying after the phone. Video game. All manner at a young age. That is how some people ruin their children. That is why people hand over their wealth to their children without handing over their wisdom. So the children become rich fools. And the whole thing disappear in a jiffy, like the prodigal son. So children are unable to perpetuate their father's success. In my lifetime, I've seen many big men, rich men, impactful men, whose next generation who can't find one child. One. That can say this one is a voice. Or this one is important. Or this one is impactful. This one is doing this. You can't find one. One day one of my children was looking for money to do something. I think you or me gave the child. So take this money. He said, no, I will not collect the money. I'm going to work on how to get the money and do this. When we see that, he said, when you were my age, who gave you money like that? He said, everybody has a success story. I want a story. I want to earn my money. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I announce to you today the grace to embrace discipline. That grace is released to you right now. That grace is released to you right now. You believe that, shout the loudest. Amen. Number four. Discipline is delaying the gratification of today in order to experience the satisfaction of tomorrow. Delaying, what number are we? Number five? Yes, so we are going to number five now. Discipline is delaying the gratification of today in order to experience the satisfaction of tomorrow. That is, you refuse to drive today the car you should be driving tomorrow. You refuse to drive it today. The house you should be living in tomorrow, you refuse to sleep in it today. I knew a man. I told you the story before. I Atata around, let's say 20 years ago, this guy got a very big house in Metama area for rent. Rent of that house at that time was about 6 point something million, which he paid for 2 years. The house had, I think it had swimming pool. He had very many garden here, sit out areas. He lived in it like a palace. But it was a rented house. At that time, the money he paid for the rent of that house for 1 year could buy a land in Abuja. In some other places, 6 point something million. But he lived palatially. When the rent expired, he had to be moved out. Relocated and lived in a rented house. He continued living in a rented house. When he was doing his 60-something birthday, they were trying to look for money to get him a house. What a life. The enjoyment of tomorrow, he enjoyed it yesterday. In life, there is a time to play and there is a time to pay. Those who pay first will play later. Those who play first must pay later. This man has been an executive director of bank. He has been, met a man like that before. He was telling me about a bank owner. Current bank owner in Nigeria. Big, one of the big five. He said, me and him were executive director. Colleagues, line colleagues in so and so bank before. I said, what happened? He said he used his own money to fly around the world. Today, Namibia. Tomorrow, Paris. Next tomorrow, Singapore. Toronto, Canada. Yeah. Los Angeles, California. Las Vegas, Nevada. Just flew around the world. His success is inside pictures. That was how he succeeded. Inside. Till today, I'm not sure. It's inside pictures. 77-year-old man. Begging for money. After he has tasted good life before. But he saw one who played when he should pay. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. But one good thing is, it's never too late to be right. Never too late. At whatever age, you can wake up and say, no more. No more wastage of life. No more wastage of opportunities. No more squandering of resources. And if God can make it right for Abraham at age 75 and give Moses an assignment at age 80, and Caleb entered his possession at age 85, and it's never too late to be right. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Somebody say a loud amen. Lift your hands. Say, I receive the discipline to do it right. I receive it now. Take your seat. Very quickly, do we have examples of discipline? We read it. Paul the Apostle in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, where he talked about bringing his body under. He brings his body under subjection. Next example, our Master Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 to 2. Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. He said, wherefore, see, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin we doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. despising the shame. And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What is discipline? Discipline is enduring now to enjoy later. Part of what I said. He endured the cross. There is a joy ahead of him, but he endured. So you are looking at a goal and at a target. You decided to endure some things. The first class graduate in the university endured a lot of things. Not going to partying like other children. Reading when others were sleeping or playing, he endured. So he can enjoy later. It's discipline. Heard of a young lady who was $1 million rich in Europe, but was still taking trains. What about a car? Say not now. The time will come for a car. But even though I have $1 million, which is like 1.3 billion in our own naira now, it's not time even for car yet. I will save more money entering train. Especially now that the fuel is very, very cheap. Hallelujah. Example number 3, Moses. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 24, the Bible said, Hebrews 11, and by faith Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter, choosing rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. He chose suffering against pleasure. That is called discipline. And the suffering is not forever. The suffering is for a moment. One day my father came. He was in Abuja, stayed in our house. He saw when I left home in the morning and when I came back in the evening. One day he sat at the living room, the parlor, waiting. Put his hand on his chin. Say, Kai! This is no small suffering, no. You left this morning. This is the time you are coming. Suffering. I said, sir, I'm not suffering. I'm enjoying my life. Oh, ho. Do you see that vernacular exclamation? All right. But this is where the suffering has brought us. This is where the suffering has brought us. Going through Canada, we are going to pass through Baltimore briefly. And somebody said over there that one of the council members in the Baltimore, one of the executives of their government there said, it is their state that want to receive us. Not just the church we are going to preach in. Want to be included in the schedule of the church's activity for a presentation of a declaration. He was to come, they were to come and meet us in Houston for the revival conference, but realized we are coming to Baltimore. So, you know, they have come to our home state. The state will receive you and will present you a declaration. It happens like that everywhere. That is the pathway of the suffering. When we came from the Kenya-Ethiopia crusade, the dignity of the arrival, the government of Kenya received us, brought their dispatch, all manner of reception. One of the young men who followed us on the trip, he said, I waste my life again. He said, I like this kind of waste of life. I like this kind of waste of life. I like this kind of waste. I will waste my life again and again. I like this kind of time. But you don't start your life's journey looking for anything like that. You don't start your life journey. I think you can close it down so it doesn't distract me from the preaching. That was Moses. The final example, Daniel in Babylon. Daniel, in Daniel chapter 1 verse 8, Daniel, the Bible said, Daniel proposed in his heart that he will not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. Because he proposed like that, the top was his place. Daniel 6, 1 to 3. The top was his place. Summary. Discipline is choosing the hard way today so that the way can be soft tomorrow. Choosing the hard way today so that the road can be easy tomorrow. Finally, for this moment, embrace discipline. Finally, planning. Discipline was number 3. Planning dash possess a plan. If you ever plan to reach the top, you must possess a plan. Spiritually, in any realm. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 104. The Bible said, I will stand upon my watch, set me upon the tower, watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write a vision, and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. Make it plain. That is plan. Plain equals plan. Vision without planning is playing without knowing. The person is just playing without knowing. What is a plan all about? One, planning clarifies direction. Where vision had defined the destination. Again, planning clarifies the direction. Where vision had defined the destination. In planning, vision is, I am trusting God for a very rugged apostolic mantle to deliver my community. Planning is, how do I get there? Vision is, I want to go to attend a program at the Transcorp Hilton in Abuja. That's vision. My destination is Transcorp. The plan is, how do I go there? Which road is the easiest to go? Go through the National Stadium and go straight to Beggar Junction? Go through the central area? Go through the Asokoro side and move? I have many ways I can go. Which one do I go? Destination is fixed, but plan is flexible. Don't think that the failure of a plan is the failure of the vision. There are people who abandon vision completely because the plan failed. Moses abandoned his vision of delivering Israel because the plan failed. Destination is fixed. The plan is flexible, it's changeable, it's adjustable. Planning clarifies the direction where vision had defined the destination. Number 2, planning identifies the least demanding pathway. To the achievement of vision. the least demanding pathway, the least demanding in terms of energy, in terms of effort, in terms of resources. This is what I trust God to do. But what is the least demanding? All will be demanding, but which one is less? Where will I waste less time, waste less energy, waste less money? The least demanding pathway to the achievement of vision is planning. Which one is the best option within a given set of objectives? A given set of alternatives. What is the best option? Was that number two? I'm rushing because our time is up. Number three. Planning is breaking down vision into achievable and workable units. The vision. This is what I am going to do. But this, you know, because when you consider the year's goal, I'm trusting God for this kind of, let's say, inflow for the year of 2024. So you break it down. What does that translate to monthly? And then what does that translate to weekly? And then daily? It becomes easier if it is broken down. I want to read this book that is 1,000 pages before 6 months. So how many chapters should I read a month? How many chapters should I read a week? Then how many would I read a day? Does anybody get anything? Say amen. Planning is breaking down vision or the objective into achievable and workable units. Number four. Planning is allocating roles and responsibilities where applicable. Allocating roles and responsibilities. This that needs to be achieved. This is the person to be held responsible for it. This is the person to be held responsible for it. Joseph, you are to do this. Daniel, you are to do that. The overall thing we want to do is this. In the house, the mother has her responsibilities and roles. The father has his responsibilities and roles. The children have their responsibilities and roles. It's planning. Can I go on? Number five. This to me is one of the most important things that people miss out in plan. And that is planning. Allocates timelines to set objectives. Timelines. The vision is for an appointed time. You don't leave anything open-ended. Timelines. This is to be done, and this is the time for it. It's part of our training in urgency, part of our training in time management. This is to be done, and this is the time for this. This is to be done, and that is the time for it. When we're in relationship with my wife, after we have told my mother of our relationship and all of that, she says, so when is the wedding date? I said, I'm not sure yet. I said, really? Because I was considering many things. Financial things, other, many, many things. I'm not sure yet. He said, no, nobody functions like that. She said, give it a time. And I will never forget what she said. Because anything that does not have time allocation may not come to pass. It was a revelation from a mother who didn't have a degree except degree in childology. He said, anything that does not have a time allocation. And she also has degree in neurology. Knee. Priamatics. Woke us at 5 a.m. every day. For as long as you are a child. Faith 5 a.m. every day for prayer. And for spiritual matters and for hard talk. She will talk to you at the age of 7 like you are 70. You don't look at father's property. Nobody ever looks at father's property and associates. Small boy. Point to you the thing that will destroy your life if you dare them. Hallelujah. Is God speaking to somebody here? This is the challenge of people. That is why some people's goal of last year is still on their paper. No time was allocated to it. It was not scheduled. It wasn't programmed. It was left open-ended, left to whenever it happens. And anything left to chance has no chance. You are in a senior executive course. So time spent to plan is time saved in implementation. Every time you spend in plan, Jesus Christ fulfilled the ministry of 3.5 years and used 30 years to prepare for it. 30 years for a ministry that was to be fulfilled under 3.5 years. He spent 30 years. The time we use to plan is actually time that has been saved in implementation. Those who spend time to plan save time in implementation. And those who have no time to plan, they waste a lot of time in life. You have heard this before, but I'm going to say it in another way. Living to plan is planning to live. It's actually planning for life. When you live a life that is planned, you have planned to live. And failure to plan is planning for failure. My wife said one of the first things that she knew me with when we entered courtship was that every day, every morning, she saw me with a to-do list, a list of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. These are the things that must be completed before today expires. She saw me with that paper consistently. She says she will never forget it. That nature, that thing is still here. Beloved, I welcome you to your above only existence, and no devil can drop you. Can somebody say loud amen? Examples of planners, I'll give you just three and then we are done. Number one, the Almighty God. Creation was well planned. If you saw how he conducted the creation, well planned. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. One translation said the earth was inky blackness. Inky blackness. Where the heaven and the earth joined. Sky and earth joined. Water and ground all mixed together. Inky blackness. See the plan, God? The first thing he said, let me even turn the light on. Let me see what's going on here. So let there be light. Bam. Light came. If it was some of us, we'll start trying to create man at first. Everything was in disorder. He turned on the light. The earth was a soup of nothingness. Bottomless emptiness. Inky blackness. Light come. Somebody said that is plan. Then when he saw the light, and the light had come, and he saw that the water and the earth were together, he said, this is not correct. Earth, move here. Water, move here. Earth and sky are together, not correct. Earth, remain. Sky, move up. Just plan by plan. Okay. Earth brings forth vegetation. Vegetation, you are here. Water bring up fishes. They may need the vegetation to eat. Sky be populated with birds. When everything is set, you say, okay, Let me create the Oga Pata Pata, who will be in charge of all these things. Let me not create him to come and start looking for food. Let food be ready before he comes. Order. Plan. Number two example, the Master Jesus, when he will feed 5,000 people, aside from women and children, in John chapter 6, verse 10 to verse 12, caused them to sit down on the grass. And he gave the bread to the disciples. Plan. Disciples gave to other people. It was moving like that. How many of you know that? If he didn't ask them to sit down, and say, all of you, come and receive the bread. How many of you know that? It will never be enough for anybody. One person will carry the 5 loaves and run away. The other people will start chasing the others while the fish scattered here. Another person will pack the fish. Say, all of you sit down. Have you sat down? Calm down, okay? Then he called the disciples. Take. Each of the group, let them have a head. Give it to the group head. Let him share it. Everything is enough where there is a plan. Planning, planlessness is the foundation for shortage. Foundation. One day, my day had ended, and I realized that I had not achieved one of the things I should achieve that day. I began to wonder why. So I look at my list for the day and realize that I mistakenly omitted that item. So it was not done, not because there was no time, but because it was not scheduled. It wasn't scheduled. Time will never be enough for the planless soul. Money, resources will never be enough for the one who has no plan. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody shout the Lord will say amen. Even your finances will shock you. Before 25 or 26 years ago, I didn't have no record of any money that entered my hand. Just money just came and, but about 25 or 26 years ago, I decided that 1 naira, if you gave it to me as a gift, it's recorded. Whatever, if it's an honorarium, every dime that came went on record. Income expenditure record, personal. That was when I saw the goodness of God. That was when I saw order and wonder. That was when I saw what began to come became more than enough. Principles are bigger than principalities. Even if the name of your village is devil, there are things you will do that you will beat that devil hands down. Somebody here today, I see your life and your destiny taking shape and you are going right to the top. If you are that person, you will shout the loudest amen. If you are that person, you will shout the loudest amen. If above only is your place, stand on your feet to the loud shout of amen. Remain standing. I have so much to say. But in this second service of today, what was it that made Joseph to become the prime minister of Egypt? He presented Pharaoh with a plan. You have a problem in the land? I have a plan. 7 years of plenty will come, followed by 7 years of scarcity. Gather the food in the years of plenty. Put it in storehouses. Appoint a man who will administer this thing. And Pharaoh said, know what? You gave us a plan, implement it. I've talked about that many times. The plan is your ladder to the palace. The palaces of the earth. Just a plan. It's a new day for somebody. Within the next 10 minutes as we wrap up this service, if you believe that God has spoken to you very well, give him a loud shout of victory. I have an appeal. Don't let this just be a preaching. Let it be action. Put in writing what you are going to do with this message. How does it affect you? How does it change the way you do things? I told my wife, the message spoke to me. There are things that I will improve and adjust in my life. And everybody who is a pastor knows, if you ever preach any message and it doesn't touch yourself, and it's you only preached at the people, that message came from you. Because if God is speaking, even the speaker is a recipient. If it is revelation, it will touch you. There is something for you to gain the same person, because it is like water passing through the pipe. The pipe does not own the water. Something is passing through you, and it must benefit you, the speaker. So, jot down action points, steps to take, moves to make. So, under the next 3 months, there are people here. The whole of your life will experience a 360-degree turnaround if you are going to apply the things you have heard this morning. Would you lift your hands and give him the praise? Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. I need some people at the back of my. Lift your hands everywhere you are. And say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Louder, say, Father.
Father.
Thank you for your word.
My message.
Say, Father.
Father.
Thank you for your word.
Thank you for your word.
To me this morning. I appreciate the message. Be glorified, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For speaking to my life. For speaking to my heart. I receive with thanksgiving every word spoken to me today. In Jesus' name. Lift your voice and go ahead and pray. Jesus,
amen.
Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father,
Father,
I receive
an impartation
of the grace,
of the grace.
A fresh baptism
of diligence, of urgency, of discipline,
the grace to plan.
In the name of Jesus,
I curse the root of indolence,
indiscipline,
laziness,
procrastination,
indecision,
planlessness.
I curse them to their roots now. In the name of Jesus, go ahead, lift your voice and pray. Speak.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus. Lift your hands higher.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me.
We are going to ask God what we heard today in Revelation.
Let it come as an impartation. Lift your hands high.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord, today. Lay your hands upon me.
Just 2 minutes. We have children dedication. I will get that done just shortly. Lift your two hands high.
Where you are. Please lay your hands
upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hand. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord, I need your hand.
Lift your hands high up everywhere you are. Lift it high up everywhere you are. When I say in the name of Jesus, we are receiving the grace of God. The grace to be free from indolence, from indiscipline, from time wastage, from planless living. The grace. You lift your hands when I say in the name of Jesus. You scream and receive as you place your hand on your head. And receive the touch of God. Father, let your fire flow. Let help come. Let laziness be burned. Let indiscipline be burned. Everything contrary to your will and your plan for us, let it be burned. Receive it now. At the count of three, you scream, I receive. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, and 3. Receive. Receive. Father, we give you the praise. I prophesy today, a new season is upon you. Fresh grace to do things easily and effortlessly. is released upon you. Lift your hands high. Wow. Anywhere you are today, in need of surrender to Jesus, you need forgiveness for your sins, you want today to mark a new day for you, you want Jesus to be Lord over your life, anywhere you are, anywhere you are, anywhere you are, anywhere you are, pray this prayer after me and say, Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Today I go forward ever and backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. You pray that prayer. Can I see your hand up everywhere you are? You pray that prayer. Quickly come forward. Surrender your life to Jesus. Everybody take your seat 1 minute.
Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul.
I live for you alone.
I live for you alone. Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away. Lord, have your way.
Oh, everybody
sing. Lord, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. I live for you alone.
I live for you alone.
Every breath that I take,
every moment I'm away,
Jesus, have your way in me,
have your way in me.
I welcome you all today in the precious name of Jesus. Please limit all movements, really. We have child dedication, children dedication, which we shall accomplish very quickly. You need to rededicate your life to Jesus. You know that God is not happy with you, happy with the way you have lived. You want to make it right with Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want today to mark a new day for you. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and rush to the front here. I'll give you the count of 7 to come forward here. 1.
And goodbye, world.
2.
Say no longer with you.
3.
Goodbye, pleasure of sin. Stay no longer.
4.
With you.
I made up my mind.
To
go God's way the rest of my life.
5.
Six.
Stay no longer with you. Goodbye, world. Goodbye, world. I stay no longer with you. Bye, 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 bye. Pleasure of sin. I stay no longer with you. I made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life. Oh God, made up my mind to go God's way the rest of my life.
You have any addiction you want broken of your life, lifestyle you are not happy with, you quickly step forward and let us pray for you. Drunkenness, alcoholism, marijuana, and anything that is not of God in your life and you are not happy with. Pick your Bibles and your bags and again quickly come forward and let us pray for you. At the count of 5. 1, 2,
thank God I'm born.
3.
I'm born again.
4.
Thank God I'm born.
And 5.
I'm born again.
I'm born again.
Thank God I'm born again.
Born again.
Born again.
Thank God.
I welcome you all today in the precious name of Jesus. Your life will never remain the same. I pray for you. I declare the hold of sin broken. In Jesus' name. Amen.